This is an NBC News special report. Here's Lester Holt.
Good day. We're coming on the air with breaking news. Sources inform NBC News that Vice President Kamala Harris has selected Tim Walz as her running mate. Harris is now informing the contenders. This makes the Democratic ticket official. Harris-Walz heading into the party convention later this month. Tim Walz, the governor, popular two-term governor, elected in 2018. He is a former high school teacher and former coach who went on to represent Minnesota in Congress for 12 years. The 60-year-old also served for more than two decades in the Army National Guard. Harris and Walz will appear together for the first time later today at a rally in the battleground state of Pennsylvania.
All right, thank you, Lester Holtz of NBC News. That's what's happening. As we're recording today, this is what dropped, and so we're jumping in to talk about this. Tim Walz sounds like a great guy. High school teacher, former National Guardsman, congressman, now governor of Minnesota. What more could you want? Well, we're going to tell you about Tim Walz today. And I will just tell you this way. In Minnesota, where he's the governor, every year, five to six babies are born alive and then murdered legally under the laws that he supports. Just for the record, you know, we're not on that same side. We're not on that same side. We're on the side of life. We can't even, that is so repulsive, I can't even tell you. But perhaps, maybe, God willing, we can reach moms before they ever get, moms in Minnesota especially, before they ever hear this nonsense and actually go through with that and live with that horror in their minds the rest of their lives. And the way we can do that is to support preborn. Do you understand why this is urgent, important? Preborn shows these moms, whoever they are that would even say yes to this, but they're still girls, women, who have ears to hear. And when they see their baby in the womb, they choose life. If you want to help preborn fight this horrific practice in Minnesota, and if the current regime is elected all over the country, abortion for all 9 months, that is what they're for. Okay, you just have to come to grips with that when you're thinking about what you're going to do. So go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy, and make your most generous donation. Well, you're listening to Sandy Rios 24/7. This is Sandy Rios. You can call us, and you have been calling us. Really been enjoying your phone calls. But you can do that at 662-821-2040, or you can write us at sandy@afr.net. You can find us on most social media platforms, should you choose to do that, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. My Twitter handle is @SandyRiosTweet, and that's actually where I'm the most active, just so you know. Talking and sharing things that I'm learning at Sandy Rios Tweet. You can find the podcast on any podcast platform. You can find it at afr.net, AmericanFamilyRadio.net. That's home base. Or you can go to the website, sandyrios.com, and push a button and you're there to listen. Today's show is just all about telling you what we're finding out about Governor Tim Walz, because he has been chosen as the vice presidential candidate with Kamala Harris. I don't know what effect this is going to have on the outcome of the race, but I can tell you this is a match made in hell, not in heaven. So I hope you listen to today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.
From American Family Radio, Sandy Rios.
We are not called to be nice. We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
I think the most important thing we need to demonstrate to our children is genuineness. That we actually believe what we say we believe.
A longtime Fox News contributor, Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
Seek justice. Not social justice, but God's justice. What's right and what's wrong.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association.
A pro-life radio talk show host.
We've got to say this is the line. Life is sacred.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up. Speak up. Say something. Do something.
You know, we have to stay woke. Like, everybody needs to be woke. And you can talk about if you're the wokest or woker, but just stay more woke than less woke.
Yeah. That's really funny. That could be your future president. And I guess she's
She's certainly chosen the wokest vice presidential nominee there is in the country. Of all the ones she was discussing, it seems like Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, is the wokest. He wins the prize. Isn't that funny? Tim Walz is the wokest of the vice presidential picks, and that's who she's chosen. Well, I want to give you an example of that. This is something that he signed just recently. Now, we're learning. We're in the learning curve here, Bruce and I. But I want to make the case. Let me do this. This is from someone from Minneapolis. He says, welcome to the race, Tim Walz. Let's make sure America knows who you are. You helped ignite the George Floyd riots, the worst the country had seen in decades. While Minneapolis burned, you stalled on deploying the National Guard for an entire day, blaming the city for not submitting the right paperwork. You let your daughter leak the Guard's deployment plans online so that rioters would know how long they had to loot the city with impunity. Minneapolis is a war zone because of you. Just days after the attempted murder of Donald Trump, you called him and his supporters fascists, egging on the same rhetoric that led to him being shot in the first place. You have overseen some of the most radical youth trans surgery laws in the country. Under your leadership, teenagers can get their breasts chopped off and get sterilized, and your government calls it health care. You have the most radical abortion laws in the country. Zero limits. On immigration, you famously said you wanted to provide a ladder so invaders could come over Trump's wall. You are a radical open border zealot. You oversaw the single worst fraud of the COVID era, the Feeding Our Future case. Thanks to your ineptitude at the Department of Education, criminals stole $250 million of taxpayer dollars to spend on luxury cars, houses, and vacations. Also during COVID, you approved $500 million in hero pay for frontline workers, only to have 40% of that money go to people who were ineligible or, in many cases, literally deceased. In the House, you were Pelosi's sidekick and did whatever the Democrats demanded. You will try and disguise yourself as a folksy Midwestern moderate. In reality, you are a white male version of Kamala Harris. Radical, inept, undeserving to be in leadership. Make this go viral. All right, so Bruce, before I bring you in, let's listen, because that's one thing for a person to say it, but let's let them hear Tim Walz's, Governor Tim Walz's voice. This is what he just did on, illegal immigration and illegal immigrants in this country. Clip three.
It's done.
A packed room at the St. Paul Armory erupted after the governor's signature made driver's license for all the law of the land.
All right, so there you go. Short clip. Honey, thanks for joining me. I know you've been doing kind of a fast uptake, too. So what are you learning?
Well, I'll tell you that summary you just read is right on the money. This pick really surprises me because normally when a presidential candidate picks a vice presidential candidate, they try to supplement the ticket. In other words, give a diversity of things that maybe the presidential candidate is not great in, and maybe the VP would be better at. But I'll tell you what, I have never seen two people that might mirror each other more than Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Just last week, you know, she just said, we have to stay woke.
Yeah.
Well, that's scary enough.
And she laughed.
Here's what Tim Walz said. He said, one person's socialism is another person's neighborliness. Now, think about that. You know, that's trying to okay socialism. That's trying to say, look, you don't understand. What it really is about is being a good neighbor. It's not about confiscating your property or trying to take away your things. It's about being a good neighbor.
Yeah, or giving away, you know, enormous amounts of things, giving away everything just to buy votes. Bruce, and also, you know, one thing, that, since you're making that comparison, one of the criticisms against Kamala, and there are many, is that when the BLM rioters were burning Minneapolis, she got involved in that. And is what she tweeted. She said, if you're able to chip in now to the Minnesota Freedom Fund to help post bail for those protesting on the ground in Minnesota. And she used ActBlue and raised money for those rioters and the burning of the city.
They raised millions of dollars to put up as bail money for people.
And there were rioters getting arrested. They'd go into custody, and a few hours later, because of this bail fund, they would be back out, and they would be right back into rioting. It was like a revolving door, and Kamala Harris was front and center in getting that fund up and running.
And, you know, to go back to your first point, before we go into more things about Tim, people will recall that there were several people she was considering. And guess who vetted the vice presidential hopefuls, honey?
Was it Eric Holder by chance?
Oh, it was Attorney General Eric Holder and former President Barack Obama.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they were the ones. Yeah, they were vetting. And they were vetting Governor Josh Shapiro from Pennsylvania. He's the governor, of course. And Mark Kelly, who is a Democrat from Arizona. And they actually talked about Roy Cooper, the governor of North Carolina. Pete Buttigieg, who, by the way, is a communist from a long time past. His dad was an avowed communist of a different, not the Marxist camp, but a different camp. Governors Andy Beshear of Kentucky and J.B. Pritzker of Illinois. Now, I mention those names because you might want to jot those down and put them in your memory so that you can be really clear what kind of people they are. Or, trust me, they would not have been on the short list for vice president for Kamala Harris. Now, the other thing is, Shapiro would have helped her in, this is curious, Bruce, because as you indicated, you usually pick a running mate that can help you with electoral votes in another area of the country or what you aren't, they are. But in this case, like Shapiro, and Pennsylvania has 19 electoral votes, and you have to win Pennsylvania to win the presidency. So Shapiro was the governor, and that's why everybody thought he was going to win. But
that's the thing that surprised me most, is that they didn't go with Shapiro. But I'm going to say, the Democratic Party has become very anti-Semitic, and Shapiro obviously is Jewish.
Oh, that's true.
He's expressed his views on what's going on in the Middle East, and they do not align with the anti-Semitism that Kamala Harris and many of them are putting forth.
Well, Shapiro's no conservative. I think he's not good on it, but he's not bad enough. I mean, they're after Kamala and President Biden for being weak on Middle East and on Islamic stuff. So it's really untethered from reality, American reality. What else are we learning about Governor Waltz?
Well, there are many things. Just to go back to what you talked about in the beginning about abortion, he's really, really radical. He's actually a member of the National Organization for Women.
Oh, because he thinks he's a woman.
Well, there's a lot of that, too, because one of the things that's, I remember this, it blew me away. Back in 2023, Governor Waltz signed a bill requiring tampons to be placed in the boys' restrooms of schools in grades 4 through 12.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. He's also led the charge for being a safe haven state, a sanctuary for people seeking gender-affirming care when they're going trans.
Yeah. Actually, let me pause right there because I do have a clip. He stated he established in Minnesota a trans refugee state. And listen carefully, because at first you'll think it's a good thing, and then you realize it's not a good thing. This is clip 4.
And what we want to say is we're there to protect children. We're there to have you understand that in Minnesota you're going to be protected. And I just want to be clear. I will never understand what goes into the thinking of these folks to bully these children. It is not impacting them in one bit and making it a living hell for children, for families, for adults, for folks who are just trying to bring themselves in. So in Minnesota, we're making it very clear we're not going to cooperate with these folks. We're not going to extradite people. We're going to say that this is a place where you can come to make these decisions. The community, the trans community is as terrified as they've ever been. We've seen attacks across the nation, even here in Minnesota, and we're now saying we have to be much more proactive. We have to be much more aggressive about making sure that folks are protected. So this is another of the fronts that, again, you know, don't deal with climate change. Don't deal with other things. Deal with making people's lives miserable on something that won't impact you. That's what these governors are doing, these attorney generals are doing. And I've had it. As a teacher, I will not stand bullies. I never did. And I'm not going to stand bullies who are masquerading as somehow about freedom. This has nothing to do with personal freedoms. It has everything to do with forcing an ideology on a vulnerable group of people for short-term political gain. It won't stand. And in the long run, Americans are far better than that. And they're going to find that out.
Oh, my goodness. Such language. Americans are far better than that. Okay, honey.
Well, you know, this should not come as a surprise when you go back into Waltz's background. Now, he was a teacher in high school probably 20 years ago. So think of where the country was 20 years ago. And already, at that point, he was the faculty advisor to the Student Gay Straight Alliance at his school. I can't say bad or good. But I would say if you're the faculty advisor, that means you are giving it the wink and the nod that it is okay to be gay and to come out.
I don't have any trouble saying bad. For heaven's sake, the Gay Straight Alliance's clubs were all, I was, you know, right there when all this was unfolding, as I am now. And this was nothing more than advocating, dulling people's sensitivity, changing their minds, recruiting. That's what that was all about. So I'd say bad, easily bad. And think how twisted. He created a trans refugee state. And think about what he just said. We're going to protect children while they are castrating boys and taking off the healthy breasts of young girls, and often without their, I don't know about the surgeries yet, but certainly the use of pronouns and assigning boys or girls' names to them happens without the parents' knowledge.
Meanwhile, he led the charge to defund crisis pregnancy centers in Minnesota, while he's affirming this gender change.
Remember, and so he employs bully. You're bullying these children because you don't want them to have these surgeries and you don't want them to identify as a different gender. And then he goes, has the audacity to say, they're coming after these poor kids. It's not impacting them. Really? I just saw an interview, and I don't think you were with me, Bruce. I saw an interview the other night with Rob Schmidt, and he was talking to two dads on Newsmax, two dads who had their boys taken away from them by the wives because they didn't approve of the boys dressing like girls and going through this whole hormone thing. And these men, one of them just broke down and started crying. It's been going on for years. So look, it's not impacting those guys. They're bullying their children, right? Isn't that the way, in Tim Walz's world, isn't that bullying their boys because they won't let them their moms dress them like girls and transfer their gender? It's a horrible thing. And he wants Minnesota to be a place where you can come to not have to worry about that. So all you moms who want your kids to be trans, you should move to Minnesota. I think that would be a great thing to do.
You know, the irony of this, too, is he talks about bullying on a very small class of people, and he's so upset and concerned about it. Where was he with in 2020 when Black Lives Matter was burning down Minneapolis? Was he concerned that the businessmen that were having their livelihoods ruined, that they were being bullied? Was he concerned with, and I use bully as a silly term, it was a lot worse than bullying.
That's what he used.
Was he concerned with the police that were beaten up? You know, he actually led a police station. He basically had them evacuate the station, and they just gave it up to BLM, and it was burned down. And Waltz was in charge of deploying the National Guard to help defend Minneapolis. He let this go on. This was a typical one of these things. Let these people do what they need to do so they can get it out of their system. The most stupid thing I've ever heard. Where was he worrying about these people? I remember seeing the photographs from Minneapolis and talking to people that live near us that are from there that had gone home and seen the destruction. It looked like something right out of a World War II video of post-bombing in Germany.
No, we remember that. I mean, unless you're too young to remember it, it hasn't been that long ago. And, of course, remember, Kamala was part of that. She was raising money to get those rioters out of jail. As quickly as they got arrested, she was raising money for them. So I guess that's how she and Governor Waltz got acquainted. And they agree on everything. I mean, Kamala is I mentioned earlier on a different broadcast, Kamala is the abortion queen. She is the abortion queen. She's the one who oversaw the David Dal Leiden Planned Parenthood undercover videos that revealed that they were wanting to sell baby body parts for a huge profit. It shook the country when we saw those videos. And guess who was the Attorney General of California overseeing all of that? It was Kamala Harris. And guess what she did? She confiscated all of David Dal Leiden's tapes. She shut down his computers, all of his stuff. She charged him with several felonies. It's cost him several $100,000 just to defend himself. And she's gotten prizes and awards from Planned Parenthood. She is the abortion queen. So this is a match made in hell. It is a match made in hell.
It is. And, you know, you heard Waltz in his own words. What's he concerned about? Climate change. You know, think about the irony of that also. How long is climate change, if it really, even if it's what they say, where we're changing a tenth of a degree every, 10 years or something, it's actually less than that. How long is that going to take before it actually affects the world? Whereas here's a group, Antifa and Black Lives Matter, burning down their cities, and, somehow that doesn't matter. I mean, I just can't understand how these people reconcile this stuff.
Well, I just would say this. I don't know about their personal lives or their spiritual. I know that Kamala is Indian in descent. And it doesn't mean anything, or could mean something. But one thing we know, the further you get away from the one true God, the more convoluted your thinking gets. And the more you persist in thinking or embracing things that are not okay with the creator of the universe, the more disordered your thinking gets. And it doesn't seem to stop. You just get worse and worse and worse, and you end up being just like crazy people, which is what we're seeing. And yet these crazy people are the ones that are running the country right now. We need to take a short break. Bruce, when we come back, I want to play a clip of Kamala that someone turned up. This is something she said when she was Attorney General in the state of California. That's very, very, very revealing, Bruce, and I want your response to it. So we'll be back right after this.
This is Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
All right, so here we have this perfect team, the presidential candidate Kamala Harris and the vice presidential candidate Tim Walz. Neither of them have been vetted. Neither of them have been, elected by the people or vetted. They were vetted by Barack Obama and Eric Holder. That's comforting to me. But the one thing they have in common is this just horrendous lack of regard for human life, whether it's the riots in Minneapolis or the unborn baby. And so never has there been a better time to support preborn so that we can get around these horrible people who don't believe life is precious and they don't even care about unborn babies. Seems like in some ways they even point their venom to that. It's a big issue for them to make sure that women can still allow their babies to be killed. And so the only thing I can say, let's do something good, and that is to support preborn, who can show moms the images of their babies before they're born and persuade them in that way. And it really does work. It's very effective. It's not a gimmick. It's real stuff. It's the actual photos. And when women see that, most of them, unless they have no conscience whatsoever, decide to either keep the baby or adopt it out. If you want to help preborn, I can't think of a better way to respond. Sometimes we just feel helpless with the things that we see unfolding. And sometimes the only way to respond is to do something. I think I say that, don't I? It's say something, do something, actually do something. In this case, maybe it's give to something that will counter this, and that would be preborn. So go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy. And if you can, and if you're able, make your most generous donation. Hi, this is Sandy Rios. A lot of Christians would be shocked to learn they are personally profiting from abortion and pornography. It's unnerving to realize just how many companies and corporations are actively involved in unbiblical practices. To help cut through the red tape, there is a great option known as Timothy Plan. Timothy Plan is the pioneer in biblically responsible investing. Timothy Plan carefully filters out companies involved in practices Scripture tells us to avoid. We are in an all-out culture war. One powerful way to make a difference is to put our money where our values are. please go to timothyplan.com/Sandy. That's timothyplan.com/Sandy. Or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-846-7526. Discover how to be a biblically responsible investor.
Before investing, carefully consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company. This and other important information can be found in the fund's prospectus. To obtain a copy, visit timothyplan.com or call 800-846-7526. Read each prospectus carefully before investing.
The Sandy Rios 24/7 podcast are available at AFR.net. Back to Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
All right, Sandy Rios back with you. Well, when Kamala Harris was the Attorney General of the state of California, she was doing an interview, and she said something that I think it may not be directly about these particular things we've been discussing, but it will give you an insight into how the left thinks. And Bruce, I want your you've been in the legal field, but you'll know exactly what I mean when you hear this. Kamala Harris, here she is.
You know, the power I have as a prosecutor is that with a swipe of my pen, I can charge someone with a misdemeanor, the lowest level offense possible. And by virtue of that swipe of my pen, you will have to go to a courthouse and stand in line. You will have to come out of pocket and hire an attorney. You may get arrested for a few hours. You will be embarrassed in your community. You will miss time from coming onto the Google campus. All because with the swipe of my pen, I've charged you with a crime, which I may choose to dismiss 2 weeks later. It's an incredible amount of power.
Wow. And she certainly sounds like she knew how to wield it, doesn't she?
I was just thinking she must have gone to the school of Merrick Garland or Eric Holder.
I certainly didn't pick up on any kind of responsible use of that power. I picked up on kind of a maniacal, mess with me and watch what I can do to you.
Punitive. To who thinks like
absolutely
that?
Absolutely punitive.
You know, who thinks like that except the left does, and that's why they're using their power. This is what it's about. Power, power, power. And if we let them have the power in this election, we will rue the day we did that. We will rue the day. Okay, honey, do you have some other things about Tim Walz?
Well, let me just give you just a quick little laundry list on some of the other positions he's taken. He was all about defunding the police. And, you know, all this George Floyd situation and all that, he allowed a lot of that to happen. They could have stopped a lot of that, but no. He thought, you know, to use a Kamala Harris term, in the nature of equity, equality, we need to let these people express how oppressed they've been, how they've been treated badly, and they need to get this out of them. He also was all about the COVID lockdowns. Now that we could do a whole show on that. We've already mentioned he was about.
And you and I both know how horrible Minnesota was because we went to Mayo Clinic during that time.
Mayo Clinic was when we walked in, you felt like you were going through a Nazi interrogation. Where's your mask? Have you been here? Have you been there? They asked so many invasive questions.
As soon as you walked in the door.
As soon as you walked in, you couldn't even get by them. Yeah. And heaven help you if you took your mask down to, you know, take a drink of water or something. He championed felons having their voting rights reinstated when they're released. The red flag bills where, you know, if you have firearms and somebody thinks you're not a suitable person to own them, they can file a complaint and the state can take your firearms away from you under certain circumstances. Just the thing that really weirded me out is Minnesota had this beautiful state flag with the North Star on it. Now they have adopted a state flag that is a look-alike for the country of Somalia.
Oh, I forgot about that, Bruce.
And I have to tell you, I've told this story before. I was at a conference in Minneapolis, and we had the afternoon off, and I took a walk through St. Paul. This was when I was still with the FBI, so I was armed. I have to tell you, I felt like I was in a foreign country. And now this was 20 years ago. And I did not feel safe there, I have to tell you. And
even with your gun?
I guess with it, I could have been safe, but I certainly didn't want to pull it out. And, you know, Minnesota is such a strange state in that they allow such a small minority of people to dominate their politics and to dominate the ways that the state is run. I just don't understand that. The people I know from Minnesota want none of any of this stuff.
The irony is that most Minnesotans are white. There's hardly any black or brown even Minnesotans. They're all white. They're Norwegian, Nordic, and then the Somalians have come in and the Muslims have come in. But the white Minnesotans are so woke. They are everything Kamala Harris ever dreamed of. And it's like they don't have to face the consequences, at least not yet, of their policies. I guess the burning of Minneapolis would have been facing it. But when are they don't wake up. I think the Minnesotans, and I'll say this to you Minnesotans, I think one of the curses for you is this whole culture of niceness. You have a church background, you come from Nordic countries, you're nice people, and you think that you have to be nice and you have to be accepting of everything. And it's just, if you are a serious Christian, it's just not true. You have to fight at some point. And I'm not talking about color, so don't write me about that. But I'm talking about just the whole notion of advancing people because of color or turning the other way or not punishing. This is not how God sees us. He sees us on an even playing field where we are assessed our good deeds, our law-breaking, regardless of our color. And that's where we want to be. So is there anything else, honey? I think we've covered it pretty well. I'm sure people will be hearing lots of stuff as they listen today.
Well, we'll see if Mr. Waltz is vetted the way people have been supposedly vetting J.D. Vance. you talk about weird. This man has a lot of weird, and that's being nice. It's not just weird. It's very insidious positions on so many issues.
Very, very concerning. Now, they're getting ready to embark. And we're talking to you on Tuesday. This is the day the announcement was made. This is Tuesday, August the 6th. So they're going to be taking a 5-day, 7-state battleground tour. It's kicking off in Philadelphia on Tuesday night, depending on when you're listening to this. And they're going to introduce themselves to the public and underscore what's at stake in this election. Well, I bet they are, and I hope they do. He has a staffer. Her name is Liz Allen. And most recently, guess where she worked, Bruce? She was the State Department's Assistant Secretary for Global Public Affairs. So I'm sure she's a solid lover of America. And they said her campaign says, in addition to holding rallies in each location along the tour, at venues ranging from big arenas to college campuses, the vice president and her running mate will also take the time to meet with voters in smaller, more intimate settings. And other places. So they're going out. But here's the thing I want to mention about that in closing. When Kamala had her massive rally, it was a concert. They invited all these artists. I think it was in Nashville, Atlanta. They invited all of these black artists, rappers, and, they had like little twerking going on the stage. It was a big concert. Kamala just happened to be there. So they'll present it as though all these people came out to see Kamala. But that's a tactic that Bill Clinton used to use. And then Barack Obama, same thing. So we've seen it before. All right, honey. Well, listen, thank you. I wonder what people are going to do. Do you think the American people are going to fall for this, Bruce?
Well, if the media has their way, they will. You can bet this will be whitewashed to make them look like they are the most sympathetic, empathetic people that have ever been on a ticket. This could be, I hate to use the word interesting, but this could be a very interesting election if somehow the true positions of both sides get expressed correctly, and then we'll see where America is. Because I do worry about, are we getting over the edge as a people?
Yeah.
I don't think we are, but if you'd listen to the media, they would have you believe that.
Yeah, they would. Well, all right. That's about all we can say today about Governor Tim Walz and about presidential candidate Kamala Harris. More to come, as I'm sure you know, in the days to come. This is Sandy Rios, and you're listening to Sandy Rios 24/7. You can call us at 662-821-2040 and let us know what you think about this, or maybe you have some insight that we don't have. You can write us at sandy@afr.net. You can find us on social media, certainly Twitter, @SandyRiosTweet is a good place to go. You can go to afr.net to listen to the podcast or any podcast platform that you like to use, or go to sandyrios.com. I want to thank our sponsors. Timothy Plan is a place where you put your money where your values are and discover how to be a biblically responsible investor. Visit timothyplan.com/sandy. That's timothyplan.com/sandy, or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. Well, thank you for listening to today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.